All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Bear Witness. We're gonna do it for, you know, another, I guess, 30 minutes or so. And we're getting ready for being a dick. It's coming, guys. That's the big surprise that we've got. I was gonna announce it, but it's not ready yet. They're still doing the beta testing. So I told you guys it'd be like next week, and it's just not ready yet. They're still beta testing, making sure everything's going. But when it's good, we're bringing Dick back. And of course, we're doing the whole season. You know how it goes. So every night after the show, we're going to be doing it live with DP again, just like we always do. You guys tend to tune in a lot to those Being a Dick streams, so we're going to continue with them. They do well, and we love the game. So we can't wait to share this with you. But for now, you got Bear Witness. And Bear Witness is pretty good. Remember, you can get Bear Witness right now, several places. Just literally type in Bear Witness, adult visual novel, whatever, you'll find it. There's lots of places you can get this game. So do it. And the guy's already making another game, I'm sure. You've been making out with Mora for a few minutes, and it's already getting pretty hot. Feels like she's just as turned on as you, perhaps more. She's grinding against you, so you slip your hands down to her ass and she moans in your mouth as you pull her tighter against you. Your hands slide up her sides underneath her shirt, and as you begin to slip them towards her breast, she pulls away. Oh, I'm sorry. She pulls off her top and holds your arms with your face, centimeters away. Kiss me. You feel her nipples hardening beneath the thin material of her bra, and you begin to detect the scent of her sex in the air. Ah. She groans as you kiss along her jawline to her neck, nibbling at her soft skin. God, you turned me on so much. You whisper against her ear. You've got me so hard for you. She giggles and grinds against you again. I can feel it. Feels big, too. You bring your hands up your upper back as you gently nip at her ear, and you look up at her as your fingers find the clasp of her bra. I think that was my wallet you were feeling. No. Oh, yeah. It's full of money, isn't it? No. She nods and you quickly unsnap it, allowing it to slide down her arms, exposing her breast to you for the first time. Oh, you're a pro at that. Am I dating a player? Is that what's going on here? She's smiling at you teasingly, so you know that she's not being jealous. Not even a little. I've just been practicing that move in case we got this far. Aha, so you've been waiting to hit second base this entire time? Getting ready in the batter's box, so to speak. Something like that, if that's a euphemism. Ha ha ha, no it isn't, but I'm glad you've been anticipating this. Like you wouldn't believe. Aw, poor Grim, have I been giving you blue balls? Fucking yes! She laughs and grinds against you again. I should keep torturing you, it's fun. You torture me? Oh no, you've asked for it now. You slide your hands down to just above her hips and start tickling. Oh shit, no! Ha ha ha! Grim! She squirms as she falls, but you continue your assault relentlessly. Ha ha, I'm gonna pee my pants! Stop it, silly! Fine, ha ha! You just look so cute when you're laughing. Finally, you catch her hips and pull her tight to you as you lean down and kiss her again. You let your fingers slip down on the button of her jeans, toying with it. She bites her lip as she looks at you. Oh? It's okay if you aren't ready. That's mostly teasing. Mostly. She smiles at you and brings your face to her face for another kiss. Hold on. Yeah, I read that wrong. I knew I read that wrong. She smiles at you and brings you to her face for another kiss. I need to tell you. You lean back a bit, watching her patiently. She bites her lip again and blushes. I'm still a virgin. You feel a moment of surprise and then doubt. You narrow your eyes and tilt your head. Didn't you live in this very apartment with your former boyfriend? Yeah, but you never had sex? What the hell? It's not for lack of, you know, me wanting it. I mean, she blushes again and you grin at her. I can't believe you're shy talking about sex. It isn't that, it's just he's my ex and I don't want you thinking. I'm not gonna get jealous over some guy who isn't around anymore. I'm here, he isn't. You can talk to me about him. Okay, okay, can we sit up? This is kind of a heavy topic, but it isn't nearly as heavy as you are, and I can't breathe. Haha, sure. You help her back up onto your lap and kiss her softly as she settles against you. So, I told you I met Tyler last year when he started at PCA. Well, it turned out he was local. He grew up here. Still has family here, though his parents sold their house and moved out of state when he started school. Not long after we met, we started dating. He introduced me to his friends, and then they introduced me to tabletop gaming. So a few months later, he and I are growing closer, and he asked if I want to move into an apartment with him off campus. So I said sure. I had feelings for him. He was sweet and smart, and his friends were great. I knew something was wrong just a few weeks after we moved in together. He was, I don't know, like, nervous around me all the time, like he was hiding something. He was gay. Now, he wouldn't be intimate with me, especially in front of others. We slept in the same bed, but whenever I tried to, you know, you nod, listening patiently. He'd kiss, and we'd touch a bit, but as soon as things went below the belt, he'd stop me and tell me he wasn't ready. He's gay. And then things started getting really weird. Our Pathfinder group was acting like secretive around me. They were shutting me out of things. It was... Her eyes fill with tears and you can see how much talking about this hurts her. You pull her close and kiss her softly. We can wait to talk about this later. You lean back and pull Moira on top of you and comfort her. No, I'd rather just... Ugh. So one day I get home from work and the place looks like it's been burglarized. A bunch of our stuff is missing. Furniture, the TV. I'm walking through the house trying to call Tyler to tell him and he isn't picking up. And the phone is ringing on my third time trying to call him when I realize everything missing was his. All his clothes, his stuff from the bathroom, the movies he'd owned before we got together. That's when I put two and two together.
It's the end of the world.
The tears are flowing freely from her cheeks now, and you hug her tight. You hold her as she keeps talking, her voice at a whisper now. I tried calling our game master, Hal, and he didn't answer either. So I call our other friends, and no one answers. I text them, and nothing. Later that evening, I got a text from Hal. He said he was sorry, but he'd be dropping me from the campaign. I tried to ask what happened, and he wouldn't respond. None of them would. I took a delivery a few weeks later to Hal's house, knowing it was game night. They wouldn't even answer the door, just texted me to leave the food on the porch. I lost my boyfriend and all my friends in one day, and no one would tell me why. She starts sobbing, and you hold her, all thoughts of being intimate gone. You just want to comfort her now, find out what the hell happened. I'm so sorry, you didn't deserve any of that. It's weird, right? And now it's just, I can barely afford to keep the apartment. I have to work so much and I've just been so alone. Shh, it's okay, you're not alone anymore. You hold her as she lets it all out, rubbing her back and listening to her heartbreaking little sobs. Those eyes, though, I don't trust those eyes. Later that evening, you and Heidi enter the Broken Token. Besides the music playing over the speakers and a handful of patrons chatting, it's pretty quiet. You catch Athena's eye as you follow Heidi to the bar, and she smiles and excuses herself from the conversation with the two men seated there. Now, I've already told you guys, I'm an Athena guy. Like, that's the guy I'm going after. Like, if this is the real deal, Grim, you go after the... Yep, that's what I go after. Yep, that's been my type. Forever! Sorry. You catch Athena's eyes, you follow Heidi to the bar, and she smiles and excuses herself from the conversation with the two men seated there. Hey, you. Hi, I'm glad you're here. She leans in close and whispers, just loud enough for you to hear over the music. Those two were testing my patience something fierce. I'd have already told them to fuck off, but it's dead tonight. I'm not expecting a lot of tips as it is. We'll be sure to tip well then. Athena smiles and puts a couple of napkins on the bar in front of you. So what do you have? Give me a blue Hawaiian. Maybe a beer? Something local and good. And on tap. Athena nods at you and turns to make the drinks. You take a seat and feel Heidi reach up to hug you as you settle down. Oh hey, everything okay? Yeah, I'm just glad you came with. It'll be nice to spend time together. I think so too. She climbs up onto her stool and spins towards you. So, been meaning to ask, you have plans for Halloween yet? Oh, it's almost Halloween. Great. Well, you know, it's closer to Halloween than it is to Christmas. Nothing really. I've heard about a few different parties so far, but no plans. Okay, well, there's this guy, Brayden. He rents out a house and throws a big party every year. Oh, wow. Sounds like a cool guy. Open invite to everyone at PCA, though. I mean, he's kind of a douche, but he doesn't turn anyone away, so it's always a good turnout. Anyhow, I was wondering if you wanted to go with me? Athena can't. She's got to work. Halloween is a busy night here. Sure! Yeah, I'd love to. Any idea what you'll be going as? Athena returns with your drinks. She's gonna be a dancer. Oh, no shit? That's fitting. Do you know what you'd like to be? No idea. I haven't done anything Halloween themed in ages. Last year I just stayed in and gave out candy. Well, we've got time to order something online. Want to sit down together tomorrow or maybe the day after and pick something out? That'd be cool, sure. Yay! You just made her day. There are a few things she loves more than shopping. Well, I prefer in person, but the closest costume store is in Burlington, and that one isn't very good. Is there like a coat factory in Burlington, you know? Definitely not worth the drive, so online will have to do. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, I'm curious, why is this place called the Broken Token? Athena gestures over to the arcade cabinets tucked in the far corner. It used to be an arcade. We still have a few of the machines over there. Oh, anything good? We've got Grimblaze and Marshall Star. And a crappy jet flying game. Well, I'd like to play Grimblaze. I wonder if I get to play as my character. That'd be great, you know. Get a big old sword. That's cool. I'd like to be in a game. I actually did talk to a guy that was making a game, but he said I had to pay a little bit to be put in the game, and I didn't have the cash on me. But I would have been, like, in the game, like, as a, like a stand-in. I wouldn't be, like, a boss or anything. I'd just be, like, you'd see my character. Maybe next time. Oh, sweet. I love Marshall Star. I've never played Marshall Star, but played a lot of games that are Star. Fantasy Star, you know. What's your go-to? I typically go with Hydra, but I can handle people with Granny if I need to. Well, damn. Man, this sounds like a game I want to play. Yeah, you whippersnapper, you! Yeah! I hit you with my pocketbook! Yeah! Hydra? Oh, you like overwhelming people with obviously OP characters, I see. Look, the way I play fighting games, except for the frickin' Fist of the North Star where I got my ass kicked by that dude. I'm not really familiar with the later anime, I haven't seen it. But this dude whooped my fucking ass. Like, I can't remember his name, but I think I fought this guy about 12 fucking times. Anyway, the way I play fighting games, guys, is I literally try to push you into the wall. I'm that guy that will fucking push you into the wall, and I don't block, by the way. That's one thing I don't do in fighting games. I don't fucking block. So I basically try to push you into the wall and just beat the shit out of you because you're stuck up against a wall. I know that's a shitty way to play, but I've done that since Mortal Kombat 2! What? OP Hydra isn't OP. Just because you don't know how to counter his Nitro Blast. Folks, I used to play as Reptile all the time. And all the neighborhood kids, you know. I'd whoop their ass and I'd always do that move where he takes off his mask and the tongue comes out and your head goes with it. All the fucking time I would do that shit. And people got pissed because I was really good with the fatalities. And every time I won against the damn kids around the neighborhood, I'd fucking do a fatality on them for extra, just rubbing it in, right? Oh, you did not just go there. Oh, I did. What in the hell are you two talking about? I'm totally lost. It's a video game, babe. Yeah, I got that much. So who's your main? Nine Swords. Oh, you want to talk OP? Grim, there's nothing OP about Nine Swords. They're broke as fuck. Sounds like an excuse from a shitty player. Athena. Oh, now who's talking shit? I can back it up, baby. I tell you what, where's this machine? I can absolutely wreck you. Just say when. You get fucking Saberwolf on your ass. No, Glacius. I'm gonna say, Glacius is fucking glitched, Grim, and you know it. I know Glacius is fucking glitched. That's why I always won. Nah, you haven't proven yourself. Guys, proven myself to who? You know who also is fucking glitched? Saberwolf. To who? You? Yeah, me. You want to try your hand at me? You've got to crack top 10 on the machine. Oh, please. Like, that's a challenge. Then what are you waiting for? Get to it, son. You stand up and push off of the bar. Okay, then. I'll be back shortly. Better be ready for that match. Oh, I main Cammy on Street Fighter. I usually main Cammy. That's who I go with. I actually, when I played the first Street Fighter, or Street Fighter 2 rather, that's the one, I actually beat it with every character because I wanted to see the ending for every character. But I was always really good with Cammy. I'm hearing a lot of... And Vega. I was really good with Vega because I liked Vega, so I wanted to try to get good with him. Even though Vega is actually Balrog in Japan, for you Japanese folks, and of course, Vega is, I believe... What is it? Balrog's name is Vega, and of course... No. Balrog's name is M. Bison. Vega is the main boss of the entire... It's all messed up in Japan. Good. But basically because M. Bison looks like Mike Tyson, if you've ever looked at him, they had to change it in America. Or in many parts of the West, because obviously Mike Tyson, and he does know it now and he's cool with it, but I don't know how it would be back in the day. Anyway, you stalk over to the arcade cabinets, digging in your pocket for a quarter. You see that the game costs 50 cents. Man, it makes me want to get my arcade machine out. 50 cents for a game, you fucking thieves. That's literally how much it costs. Blah, 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 blah. You quitting before you start? Damn. You grumble and manage to find a second quarter. Putting them in the game, you begin your journey for game supremacy. Are you really gonna embarrass him like that? I think he needs to have that ego checked from time to time. Heidi laughs and the two talk in lower voices. 30 minutes later. Fuck yeah, 122,000 points. Easily enough for a top 10 spot. Wow. The screen fades and then reappears with the top 10 list. After a moment, you realize it hasn't asked you for your input. You look at the list and every single entry is over 250,000 points. All of them preceded by the initials ATH, Athena. What the fuck? You look over at the bar and Athena's grinning at you. I was set up! You walk back to the bar, your ego deflated somewhat. When you lean on the counter, Athena sets a drink in front of you. On me. Thanks for not being a poor loser. Yeah, sure. Kind of reminds me of the fucking Pac-Man games where the guy got so far that parts of the maze were invisible. And you had to memorize them in order to get through it. Some of you young guys will never experience that. Because the way arcade games were built, it would just keep going on and on and on and on. And eventually it would glitch the maze to where you couldn't even see parts of it and you had to use your own intuition. That's fucking incredible to even think about. There's just an era of gaming that some of you guys will never get to witness. Unless maybe you decide to use MAME or something, then I think it might be able to emulate that. I'm not sure. She grins at you and you glance around. Where's Heidi? She'll be back. Had to use the restroom. Did you have fun at least? Yeah, it's been a while, but... Both of you turn your heads when you hear a loud, ear-piercing shriek. You see Heidi backing away from the two guys at the end of the bar, her hands on her butt. The fuck? Did she step in something? You see her... Looks like she's checking her shoe, making sure she didn't step on something. In something, rather. Who told you you could touch my ass, jerk?
Well, it was there, so I thought I'd put my hand on it. You know, like a gentleman.
No, don't do that.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, shit. Hey, guys. You need to not touch that woman's ass. I mean, that's her ass. It's not yours. You can't touch it. No, I got this.
Like, did you touch my waifu's ass?
No.
Am I gonna have to beat the shit out of you?
No.
Well then you better get the fuck out of this bar before I consider doing that. You stand up and approach the two guys. They're laughing, but as you come closer, one of them backs away. The other smugly grins at you. You're the one who grabbed her ass?
He smacked it!
You look at her for a moment, then back at him.
You slapped her ass.
Yup. Love that little squeal she made, too. Ooh, I'm gonna love the squeal that you make when I slap you in the fucking goddamn... Ooh, yeah. That's uncalled for behavior. What kind of man are you? You sigh and shake your head. The man's eyes slide over to Heidi, and his grin grows larger.
You lick... Yep. There you go. Bitch slap him like a bitch he is.
You slap him. His eyes widen and his hand flies up to his cheek. You see the anger creep into his face and he reaches for you.
So you slap him again.
This time the sound of it's like a gunshot.
You need a lesson.
And you slap him again and he staggers back. You follow.
You're gonna learn.
Slap.
To never.
Slap.
Touch a woman.
Slap.
Like that.
Slap.
Again.
You rear back for a final hit and you see his friend step forward out of the corner of your eye. You turn and give him a look and he blanches a moment before stepping back. You make one last count, bringing it hard and just behind the jerk's jaw. He's down and unconscious almost immediately.
Damn, we had to go that far with him?
You hear someone on the other side of the bar whisper, "Holy shit!" You gesture at his friend. Make sure he doesn't choke on his own puke or his tongue or something, and get him the fuck out of here. You turn and walk to Heidi, who hugs you and looks up at you with wonder. "I can't believe you did that." "Me neither. Holy shit, my hand hurts now." Sometimes, it's just a gut reaction. You don't even realize you slapped the shit out of this guy until you slapped the shit out of him. You're like, "Oh fuck, I hope I didn't kill his dumb ass." But no, I don't put up with that shit. She laughs, and the two of you return to the bar. As soon as you get there, Athena reaches across and grabs your shirt, pulling you close. "I could have handled that. I know I just..." She lifts herself up onto the bar, leans in, and kisses you. "Well then, my turn." Heidi reaches up for you, bringing your face to hers, and kisses you. Hers is less fierce and more sweet, but it's nice regardless. When it ends, she wraps herself around your arm and smiles up at you. You stick around for a few more hours drinking and talking about what had just transpired. Later, you and Heidi head out while Athena closes up. Athena's got a lot more respect for you, because you showed her that you had a backbone and yet you were a man. Backbone, not a backbone. That's really what you gotta do. You see a man acting out, doing some dumb shit, because that does happen. You call him out on it. You and Heidi take a quick walk through the park before heading to her car to drive her back home. Aw. Grim, stop it. Let's get home. She drives the two of you back to the house and you head upstairs exhausted. You turn on your computer to check some emails and work on projects, and after about a half an hour, you hear Athena's motorcycle pull into the driveway. The dull growl of the engine shuts off, and then you hear Athena shout from outside, followed by a string of profanities. You jump up and rush downstairs out the front door. You see Athena sitting on the ground with one leg trapped underneath the motorcycle. Damn, she ain't doing good tonight. Oh, shit. You hop over the balustrade. I don't even know what the hell that is. I'd never heard of a balustrade, but yeah, you're gonna jump over that motherfucker. And head over to Athena before reaching down and swiftly lifting the bike off her leg. It's heavier than you realize, but with a little effort, you stand it up and you hear her sucking her breath in pain. "You okay?" She shakes her head and you don't realize she's got tears in her eyes as she's holding back. "Okay, let's get you inside. Come here." "Did I hear you jump over the railing?" Yeah. "Why don't you just run down the steps like a normal person? Then how would I have gotten my superhero landing in?" She snorts out a laugh and then winces in pain. You help her up, and you can see she's having trouble putting weight on her injured leg. "A motorcycle. You don't want it to fall on you." You take it slowly, guiding her up the steps to the porch. Heidi steps outside as you guide Athena to the door. "Oh my god, what happened?" "Her bike fell over on her. I was stupid and tired, and I knocked the damn thing over on myself." "Okay, let me get the door." Athena winces as she settles onto the couch, and you look at her leg. You take a look at her leg, rather. You can see some swelling around her ankle, but no bruising yet. "Okay, don't look like it's too bad, but I think you broke..." Excuse me. "It doesn't look like it's too bad. I don't think you broke anything." "Yeah, I think the bike landed on my ankle as I fell. It's throbbing pretty good now." "We'll get you some ibuprofen and an ice pack. You want us to take you to the ER or anything?" "Speaking of, I made a bad move today. I took my pocket knife out of my wallet." "Yep, it's where I keep it." "I used it for work, and then I put it in the wrong side. I shoved my thumb in there, and that knife was brand new, guys. I ended up slicing a good little chunk into my thumb, so I'm bleeding over here pretty bad. And I'm like, oh, shit. Because I'm like, oh, it's not that bad, is it? Oh, that knife was sharp. It cut in pretty good. So, I went to my first aid kit. I had small-ass bandages. That wasn't even going to work. So, you know, I put alcohol in it. And put the bandage on. It's just bleeding like you wouldn't believe. So I'm like, fuck it. I need to go buy myself some Neosporin. And I had to go buy myself some thicker bandages. And I went and put it on there. And it seems to be pretty good now. But damn. It hurts like a bitch. And I know now that when I put my pocket knife in my wallet. To set it on the side that I ain't gonna reach. And cut myself in the damn blade. I mean, apparently I didn't have my blade all the way in there. You know, these pocket knives that I didn't buy like a... I bought like a $20, maybe $30 pocket knife. I can't remember how much it is. It's a good one, but it's not a great one. It's not like, you know, I guess it didn't fold in well. It's a decent pocket knife. It's on YouTube. Somebody did a YouTube review of it. And they said, oh yeah, that's a good pocket knife. I think it's good. I know it'll work if somebody come up at me and they want to start some shit. I mean, it's sharp. I barely touched that motherfucker and it cut into my thumb. So it'll cut you. I mean, shit. You never know when you might need it. Somebody might come up. I get some crazy stuff in my area. Anyway, we'll get you some ibuprofen and an ice pack. You want us to take you to the ER or anything? No, I can't. I don't have insurance. Well, wait till morning and I'll go to the urgent care if I have to. Yeah, I've been there. I know what that's like. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. This really sucks. It's okay. It's my fault. I'll be right back with the meds and the ice pack. Ice pack will be fine for her. She don't have to go to the emergency room. I don't think she broke nothing. You step away to find the meds and the ice pack as Heidi kneels next to Athena. You see her lean in and kiss her as you walk around the corner to the kitchen. You gather what Athena needs for now and return to her on the couch. She decides not to deal with heading to her bedroom just yet, so you leave her in Heidi's care and head upstairs to start getting ready for bed. I will say it was embarrassing because I had to tell my boss, who's a former military. You know, he's telling us a story about these damn IEDs blowing up on his birthday that he's driving across. You know, and I have to go to tell him. I injured myself on my own damn pocket knife. He's just looking at me like I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm like, yep, I can't be trusted around my own goddamn pocket knife. He's over here seeing, this man's seen war and battle. And I'm like, I hope I'm gonna be alright. No, I didn't say it like that. But I just ain't never bled like that before in a while. I was like, damn, I'm really bleeding. It's like, shit, I better do something. Oh, God. But I'm alright, guys. It's just gonna hurt a little more when I play Cyberpunk tomorrow. I'm gonna really feel it. Later that night, you go check on Athena and find her asleep. You find a blanket and drape it over her. Like a good gentleman. You don't know how many women I've had to put to sleep. I know that sounds awful. What do you mean by put to sleep, Grant? How many bodies you got? No, not like that. I'm talking about you take them to the couch or whatever, and you grab a blanket and you put the blanket on them. Because they're too tired or drunk or whatever to know better. And you gotta put it on them. Because, I mean, you don't have to, but it's just, I don't know, it's good nature. You get a pillow and everything else. Even if I was drunk, you know, I don't know, I didn't believe in taking advantage of people. Just, I don't know, it's the way I've always been. The next day, that don't mean I ain't said done dumb shit. But I don't generally take advantage of, you know, I don't generally take advantage of people. I don't. And I don't like people that take advantage of other people. Now, I get that that's some ways that you get by in the world. And sometimes you gotta be an asshole to get certain things. But I don't know, I just raised different. Anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and end it on this one. I don't know if we're going to be doing it next week or not. We might be doing Being a Dick. We might be doing Bear Witness again. I don't know what we're going to be doing. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Bear Witness. And hopefully Grim's thumb will be a little better. Because, I mean, damn, it's hurt. I mean, it ain't going to kill me, but it's hurt. It's pain. It lets you know you're alive, right? So I'm out. See you next time.